Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Diane DeRista is here. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. She's back, ladies and gentlemen. Diane is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. About a decade she's been hanging out with us. CEO of DeRista Communications, author of Knockout Presentations. She's a licensed speech pathologist, and she's been helping us with our communication ability, our ability to get our message across, to get to influence people for all these years, and we couldn't do without her. Diane, welcome back.
It's great to be here, Jim, especially during the summer. I hope you're having a good one.
We're having a great one. Hey, Diane, you'll get a kick out of this story. So I was podcasting in 1998, and they didn't come up with a name for it until 2003. So I'm not going to say I'm the pioneer, but I'm one of the pioneers. But it's funny, somebody walked up, some people that who've known me for a while walked up to me the other day and said, "We've fallen in love with podcasting. Do you know about that?"
So I thought, sounds like you were one of the trailblazers. Yeah.
Well, and the reason I bring this up is because when people talk about podcasts, they think of it now today differently than I thought of it when I started doing it. In 1999,
yes.
Because in those days, a podcast was the archive of a live show, and that's what mine continued to be. Today, a podcast is I'll let you tell us what a podcast is more likely to look like today.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I forgot. In 2007, I went to PodCamp, and it was called the Unconference, and it was for podcasters or would-be podcasters. It was a great conference. I don't think they do it anymore. Podcasts can be anything. Some people, you know, are in their basement, and it's all about them. It can be a monologue. It can be having guests on. It can be live. It can be recorded. So there's so many ways to podcast.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, and this is why I wanted to talk about this for entrepreneurs. They are hot. I think they're surpassing radio. And people are subscribing and they're downloading, they're listening to podcasts the way they used to listen to motivational speeches. So it is
let me tell you how radio is joining that. People are getting their podcasts from radio stations. You know, when I first started doing this, radio stations didn't like me having a simulcast. See, I've had a simulcast since 98. A live simulcast. So they didn't like it because they thought I was competing with them. Now they've been joining the fray for a long time now. But you're right about the podcast today is just getting your message out there in an audio form like we were talking about here, and it doesn't matter whether you're recording it or whether you're doing it live or whatever. The difference between the podcast today and the way I do it is my podcast originates as a radio show and then becomes a podcast. They originate as an internet program.
Yes, and I've done both. I was just on a radio show in New York, 710 WOR, and it was in the radio station. It was on the radio, but then it was a podcast afterwards and uploaded to their website, which is great.
Yep.
And the thing to keep in mind, the reason I started doing these podcasts, and by the way, I decided I did not want to be a podcast host like you, but I wanted to be a guest.
Smart.
Because
that was smart, Diane.
I know. And that's not the topic. The topic is really how can entrepreneurs get their message out in a wide range and in an effective way. And I started doing this because I was promoting my book, Knockout Presentations. I don't have to leave my office. All I need is a good headset and a microphone, and I can get on a lot of different podcasts. And here's what's interesting. I've gotten clients from it without leaving my office.
Yep.
So what better marketing than to be on a podcast?
No question about it. And you know, I produce 2,600 podcasts a year here. from our
I know, and you're always asking me back, and I'm very appreciative.
We love having you here. But, no, you're exactly right, and I'm glad you – two things you've got to do – well, three things. Number one, you got to be able to come across. Whatever you got to have content, which if you're a small business owner, you're an expert. You got to be able to come across.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be tight. You got to get your message across. If you can't get it out, you're not going to be happy on a podcast. Number two, and you said the third one, make sure you've got acceptable sound equipment. And you can use a Bluetooth.
Yes.
You can use a Bluetooth. You can use a USB system, but just speaking into your laptop is not good enough, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yes, because you have all the ambient noise as well.
Yes.
So when I was on one of the podcasts, I was fortunate to get on one of the top ones called Entrepreneurs on Fire with Johnny Lee Dumas, and he actually requires you to get the Logitech built-in mic headset, and it's just been a godsend. It's not expensive. Yeah, and the thing, though, with podcasts is it's not a BS session. It's the same principles of public speaking. So people have to realize just because you're on a podcast having conversations, there are certain principles that apply, and you are giving a presentation. So you've got to be prepared. And just like I say in knockout presentations, it's 90% preparation and 10% delivery. So you really have to know your message, as you said. You need to be tight. But here's what I learned that I wasn't doing in the earlier days. It's really important to be vulnerable, meaning to tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was very good at giving
everybody loves stories
and content. Yeah, you know, I was giving tips. But people want to know who you are. So I often talk about my story as a freshman in college where I did a terrible job and was very nervous speaking and how I overcame that. And that's the humanity that people relate to.
Right.
So I would encourage everyone in your podcast to tell your story.
But if you're there, to talk about a subject, you need to focus on the subject while you're telling the stories. You need to weave your subject matter into your story. Otherwise, it sounds like it's all about you. That's one thing to make sure. But so give them the countdown. I got 30 seconds. Give them the countdown, the key elements of this.
In terms of podcasts, the first of all is know your demographics. If you're just starting out, go to the low-risk podcast.
Yeah.
But once you know you've gotten your podcasting legs, find out what the demographics are, because you might think, oh, if I have a national radio show, that's great. Maybe not, because they may not be your listeners.
Right.
So who are they targeting? And then make sure that you have that relationship with the host.
And practice.
And that you, when you're
Get the podcast yourself so you can put it on your own website. That's what we do. Quick break. Right back with Diane DeRisso. We got a completely different topic after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.